Are you still there, Brenda?
Hey,
yeah.
I thought I'd lost you there.
Here we go.
BlogTalkRadio.com. That is Hey Boy by Hill Street Soul. That is who is on my platform today. Phone lines are open. You know what to do. Call my hotline number Welcome, Hill Street Soul. Are you with me?
I am. Hi, Brenda. Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the UK. I'm calling from London, so that's where I live. So, yes, I'm calling from the United Kingdom.
All right, United Kingdom, the UK. You know, I hope you're all listening in. You know what to do. Call my line. So that first track I played, Hey Boy, what's the story behind that track and what year did that track come out?
Well, that track was off my second album called Copacetic and Cool, and which came out in, I think it was around 2002. So, yeah, I can't believe it's been that long, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was released in 2002. And it's basically just a love song about, you know, spending time with that special person, you know, that... that loved one, spending quality time and just trying to create special memories with that person, really. So it's a simple kind of love song. Just hopefully, it's, you know, uplifting. When people hear it, you know, they find it uplifting. But it's really just talking about that kind of, you know, special connection that you have with that special one, and just, you know, the special time moments that you share together.
Right. And thank you for that information. Thank you. As we move along, tell us about your musical journey. What and who was your inspiration back then as you began your music career in singing and songwriting? And how did the title Hill Street Soul come about? Go right ahead.
Oh, well, I mean, I would say my musical inspiration sort of stems from, or is really influenced by, my dad. My dad was, you know, is a soul man, I should say. So he's got a vast sort of like soulful record collection. So I just remember at a very young age listening, just hearing a lot of soulful sounds, just like really warm soulful music, in the house. So I, you know, hear people like, you'd hear like, oh, so many people, like Stevie Wonder, you know, Marvin Gaye, Motown, the Staple Singers. So that's what I grew up sort of hearing, Chaka Khan, all those kind of, you know, artists. So I think they kind of indirectly influenced me. I wouldn't say anyone specific, but vocal, I would say the only artist that I always name check is that I just absolutely loved vocally was Aretha Franklin. And just in terms of like as an artist, that's kind of who I aspired.
All right.
You know, wanted to sound like. Of course, my voice sounds nothing like her, but you know, I just like her voice really resonated with me. And I'm very much into voices. Like, you know, I loved Whitney Houston. I loved Jill Scott, Erykah Badu. So I don't have anyone specific in mind, but I just love people that have got just, you know, amazing voices. So that's kind of what's inspired me, I suppose, as a singer. But I've kind of had to find my own voice, really, over the years. Just, you know, you just grow into your own.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely soul music is the foundation of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I would definitely have to, you know, give credit to my dad because of his, you know, taste in music.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I was exposed to. So I kind of grew up listening to that. And that's had a major influence on my music.
All right. Okay. And do you have any other family that's musically talented like you?
No, unfortunately not. I mean, as much as like my dad and mum do like singing, but they don't have, you know, voices like me. But that said, I think, you know, when you sort of hear your folks have, you know, humming melodies and what around the house, you know, as a child, you pick that up.
Right.
But in terms of anyone else, because I've got four siblings. There's four of us for myself. I've got three other siblings. None of them sing. They all do different things.
Okay.
One of them's he's into computers. My brother, that is. My other sister, she's like into, you know, she's in into science. So we're all very different. But I'm the only one that actually took up music as a career. So yeah, I'm the only one in my family.
All right.
Nobody else has got the musical gift, no.
All right. And thank you for that information. Thank you. Thank you. So as we move along on our showcase, We're going to talk about the new single, Heaven Must Be Like This. What is the story behind that track?
Well, funny enough, because I've sort of, you know, been recording for a while now, just, you know, and I'm always, occasionally will try out different covers and what have you. So I sent some ideas that I had done to Randall, who's the general manager at Shanaki. And although he liked what I was doing, he just basically suggested, you know, he said, oh, what do you think about covering this song? And I'm familiar with the Ohio Players because my dad has that in his record collection. And, you know, and I like the song, but I never really thought about covering it. But when he suggested it, I said, well, you know what, I'm going to have a listen to it and, you know, and see how, you know, if it works with my voice. So once I kind of immersed myself into the song, because I was really listening to the original version, by the Ohio Players, I just kind of it was like a journey of discovery. I just really thought it was a beautiful song and the composition, and I felt that it definitely was a song that I could you know, put my stamp on and put my take on it. So once I kind of just got my head around the vibe of the song, I just kind of went in the studio and recorded it. I got a backing track from the producer who his name's Prince Damons, and when I heard his version, because he'd obviously updated it, loved it, and I thought, well, let me just, you know, at that point I still wasn't sold on the idea, because, you know, for me it's all about whether, you know, you connect with the song when you're recording it and if it works with you vocally. So but once I started, just, it was almost like I was painting a picture. So went in there with a blank canvas, and then I was just putting my, you know, started layering the vocals, and it just all came to life and just seemed to, you know, click. And you know, and then, and that's the end result that you have now, that's on radio. So when Randall heard it and everybody else at the label heard it, they loved it. So it just, you know, it just worked out, and I'm pleased that it has, because it's such a beautiful song. And also the fact that it is a very old song, it's sometimes it's really lovely to kind of be able to breathe new life into a classic like that.
Yes.
And just share it, you know, with a new audience. So yeah, so that's basically how that came about.
All right. So what I'm going to do is play Heaven Must Be Like This. Phone lines are still open. Call in and speak to Hill Street Soul. Here is Heaven Must Be Like This. Be right back.
Close. must be like this. It must be like this.
All right. That is the new single by Hill Street Soul. Heaven Must Be Like This. All right, Hill Street Soul, go ahead and give your information, your website, and where anyone can purchase this single or any of the music outlets everywhere online, and also your social media information. Go right ahead.
All righty. So my website is just straight up www.hillstreetsoul.com. So I'll spell it. That's HILSTSOUL.com. Facebook is the same. That's Facebook Hill Street Soul, and the same with my Twitter account and Instagram. But if you go on my website, well, there are links to all those different parts of the social media. The single is available to download on all digital platforms. So if you go to iTunes, if you go to Amazon, you can download it. You can stream it on Spotify, Deezer. So all the usual platforms, it's available to do that. If you want the link, you can just come to my Facebook page, and the link's on there, or just message me and I can, give you the links for that information. So you can get, you can get those tracks just by clicking on the links. And that's pretty much it. Yeah. So, you can reach me on my Facebook and all my social media. I'm not always on there, but, I do check every now and again. So you can always, message me on there, shout out if you want to leave any comments. Do so. And I'm very good at responding. So I've got all the time in the world right now because of the lockdown. So,
yeah.
Everybody just, if you want to shout out, just say hi. I'm there.
All right. And thank you for that information. Well done. So what is the ultimate desire, Hill Street Soul, of what you want all your fans out there to get off of this new single, Heaven Must Be Like This?
Well, I mean, for me personally, just because of what, we're all experiencing at the moment, there's just a lot of negative energy floating around with this pandemic and, a lot of people going through their own personal, things because of what's going on. All that I hope for is people can find a little bit of release from it, I guess, or, just escapism. My thing is I always tell people music for me is like therapy, is like a chance to kind of switch off from the world and, and just kind of lighten the load, if you like. So I hope that, that my music does, or this particular single does that to the listener as well. I hope they find some form of enjoyment out of it, some form of escapism, upliftment, because that's what my music is about. And I always try, and even if it could be a sad song, but ultimately my goal is just to uplift people through the through music and stuff, because it's all about how you communicate with your audience and stuff. So that's all I can hope for, really.
All right. Thank you for that information. So are you going to be doing any upcoming events online?
Well, I do plan. Yes, I'm definitely going to be doing some. I think possibly once I've got the album together, and I'll definitely do some sort of like a launch. I'm going to try and start doing some little, just like maybe like performing a song here and there, to post online. But in terms of an actual live streaming show, definitely something will happen. I'll put something together. In the coming months, just kind of, in preparation of when my album comes out. So, yes, just keep an eye out for that. I will keep everyone posted on social media regarding that, because I know I'm always getting asked that, and I have been a bit kind of, I'm not very sort of computer savvy, and I'm not very techie, so I do get a bit overwhelmed with doing all that kind of stuff, but I'm getting my thing together, and hopefully, we'll do something.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. You're more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you in your whole music career, and also towards this new single, Heaven Must Be Like This. So you want to give a shout out?
Yeah, definitely. Give a shout out to Prince Damon's and his crew, because I know that he was responsible for, you know, creating this, you know, wonderful version of, you know, the song, the Heaven Must Be Like This. So I definitely want to give a shout out to him. I want to give a shout out to, yeah, everybody that's been instrumental on my musical journey, including, you know, all the listeners that have supported my my career and gone out and, you know, bought my music and stuff. I'm ever so grateful because, you know, for us artists, you know, we can't do that without your support. So I'd just like to say thank you. And obviously to all the, you know, listeners, radio DJs that, you know, the spin the records and have played my records over the years. You know, I want to give a shout out to them and anybody else that's just been instrumental in, you know, keeping the music alive as well. So, yeah, thank you so much.
All right. All right. And how about we'll give everyone an applause for what they will continue to support you and all your music projects.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. You know, the line's gone a bit quiet now. I can't hear very well. But, yes, absolutely. Applause to everybody. And, you know, all I can say is everybody just keep your chin up, keep your head up. You know, it is very challenging, the times that we're all experiencing. But, you know, we're all in it together. So hopefully we'll see better days. You know, it will pass. I'm sure it will pass. So we just got to take it a day at a time and we'll get through.
All right. Thank you for that. Thank you. As we end our show, I will play Until You Come Back to Me. And also One Life. What is the story behind those two tracks?
Well, let me start with Until You Come Back to Me. That song, you know, it's just a song that I, when I was growing up, I just gravitate towards, trying to kind of come through as a, you know, a singer, trying to make it in the industry. I, over here in the UK, whenever I did auditions, that's the song I'd sing it a cappella.
Uh-huh.
And that was the very first song I ever recorded.
Okay.
That was on my first album, Soul Organic. So that song is really dear to me, and obviously it's a song that is covered by one of my favorite all-time artists, Aretha Franklin, and written by, you know, the amazing Stevie Wonder. So for me to have, you know, kind of recorded that song and had the response that I had for it, you know, from it rather, was just, yeah, it was a blessing. So I do hold that song very dear, you know, to my heart. So that is the story behind, you know, Until You Come Back to Me. Now, with One Life, that was a song I wrote with a producer. In fact, yeah, shout out to Reggie Myricks, because he's somebody that I've been working closely with most recent times. But we basically did that song together, One Life, last year. And I met up with Reggie a few years back when I was in the US. I was just doing a little mini tour of the East Coast and I was staying in Philly. He came down and we sort of spoke about working together. So when I came back to the UK, he sent me that track. And when I heard the backing track, I just fell in love with it immediately, just from the, you know, the vibe and the energy was just so uplifting. And I just wanted to kind of write a song that would reflect, you know, that, the energy that I was getting from that particular track. And that's how the song One Life came about, because as you know, I don't know if anyone can tell, but I'm very much about positivity and upliftment. And I wanted to write a song with that kind of a message in it. And it's just really just talking about making the most of life, because life is a gift. And as we know, we've only got one life. So it's kind of, you know, what you do with it is so important. And the main thing is you just got to really make the most of it, because, you know, as we know, it's a short time that we are on this earth. And it's just really talking about enjoying every moment you can, as much as there's so much negativity, darkness around us. I think we've just got to try and find our little moments of joy in life and you know, just create those special memories. So that's what One Life is about.
Yes. And thank you for that. Now, for the persons that just tuned in, this is Hill Street Soul calling from the UK. and we're talking about her new single, Heaven Must Be Like This. Any other words, Hill Street Soul, you want to give about your new single?
Oh, just go out there and, you know, and get it. If you enjoy it, you love it, you know, go out and get it. So far, the response has been amazing. And I hope, you know, and I've absolutely enjoyed recreating, you know, that song, giving it a modern feel, just giving it my own twist. So I hope that, you know, whoever listens to it enjoys it as much as I enjoy creating it for you. So just go out there and get it if you love it. And I appreciate all the love and support thus far.
All right. And one more question. For any of your other future music projects, will you be doing any other cover songs?
No, not sure, actually. I haven't. It's not something that I'm planning on doing, but... You know, for like cover songs generally with me just come about by accident, actually. It's not something that I actually set out to do, but it just happens that, yeah, if the right song comes my way and I can add a fresh take to it, I will do it. But I'm not consciously saying I'm going to be doing any more covers. I can't say if I will do any more.
Okay.
That said, you know, you never know. It just depends on where the mood takes me.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. So at this time, any words of encouragement you would like to give while we're dealing with the dark times today? Any encouraging words?
Like I said, the times that we're living in, obviously these are unprecedented times, and I know a lot of people, you know, going through a lot of hardship, experiencing, you know, loss, whether it's work related or just, you know, losing loved ones. But, you know, just got to keep the faith and going. And you know, I'm sure there's better days around the corner. This can't be, you know, what it's going to be like forever. So we can only just hope and pray that things will get better. And I'm sure they will. I like to believe that they will get better. So, and just, you know, we're all here going through this together, so just kind of, yeah, stay up and just, yeah, stay strong. That's all I can say.
All right, well, thank you for those encouraging words. Hill Street Soul, give your website information again and your social media information, and this will be Lady Diva signing out. Well, Hill Street Soul, go right ahead.
Thank you for having me. My website is www.hillstreetsoul.com. That's www.hillstsoul.com. And if you go on there, you'll find my social media like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and they're all Hill Street Soul as well. So connect with me. Follow me on Instagram, send me a message of, you know, if you want to just say hi. I'm there. So yeah, I look forward to connecting with, you know, a few more of you.
All right. And thank you. I appreciate you taking out the time, calling on my platform. I hope to see you again in the future on your other music projects. Hill Street Soul, everyone. This is,
thank you.
Yes. Yes. You have a blessed day. Blessed evening, matter of fact, and hope to hear from you again. I'm a friend for life, a fan for life. Love your music. Keep it up. You're a blessing. And I will be playing. Yeah, you're welcome. And I will be playing until you come back to me, One Life, and also Heaven Must Be Like This. This is Lady Diva signing out for Let's Jazz It Up. Good evening, everyone.
Tap on your window.
must be like this. It must be like this.